What is, you are now wondering, the deeper meaning behind a challenge which suggests that you always say yes, no matter what is suggested or what opportunity might become available to you. It is the case that persons in some occupations tend to be oppositional. Certainly, that's the job of lawyers, and certainly that's the job of academics, who are always looking to see the flaws in what study is being suggested to be published. Why did I personally decide to become qualified to become an academic and receive appointments at large state universities? The real reason, I think, in retrospect, was job security. I did not want to be poor. I did not want to be dependent on others. I wanted to be able to take care of myself. How about a different reason for pursuing the life of an academic? I could have pursued that particular profession because I loved teaching or I loved writing. In retrospect, however, those weren't the reasons. But I remind you, I resigned my position as a full tenured professor at the University of Kentucky just 10 years ago. The reasons that I gave were not good enough reasons to hold me in for a lifetime doing the work of an academic. Being oppositional clearly takes us up into our heads as we rattle about one possibility after another before we either say yes or no. We are always pondering. We are always evaluating. We are always looking for flaws. That approach, that set of skills, has a very different feel to it, a very different energy than the energy associated with just saying yes. What has happened when you have said yes to such situations this past few days that you normally would have paused and said no to? It's possible that saying yes has alerted you to when you realize that your real answer is an immediate no. In other words, by saying yes, you can immediately realize, oh, heavens, that's not something I would ever really want to do. Alternatively, you might have spent hour after hour pontificating whether it would be a good decision or not. By simply saying yes, your body told you no way should you pursue that possibility. Perhaps just saying yes alerted you to how you actually make decisions. Perhaps the reason why you can't decide to do something that you really do want to do is because you already have made so many prior commitments. The idea is you've got to honor those prior commitments, even though the opportunity that presents itself to you now is something that you truly do want to do, whereas the prior commitments are something that you would prefer to cast aside. Perhaps saying always yes alerts you to the time that you actually spend up in your head as a hamster wheel goes around and around and around its wheel, pondering, figuring, assessing, creating cost-benefit analyses, weighing a decision, when the obvious answer for you is an immediate yes. Of course, that's something that you would like to and would love to do. Just saying yes, then, allows us to begin to examine the energy behind resistance as contrasted to the energy behind moving forward in life. What does this all have to do with experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's disease? Many people are focused on the symptoms and saying no to the symptoms. No to the fact that this left arm happens to be tremoring day after day. No to the fact that I can't swallow as I used to just 1 year ago. No to the fact that I can't talk loudly and clearly. No to the fact that I have pain in my right thigh. No, 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 no. Focusing on the negative rather than saying yes to life and all that it affords. The amazing discovery that I have made over the last 6 years of my research on Parkinson's is when individuals pursue an activity that they truly love, symptoms totally and completely dissolve. It doesn't matter what the activity is. I've seen people in wheelchairs who, when afforded the opportunity to line dance, slowly got out of their chair, held on to another person, and by George, line danced up and down the dance floor. I've seen people who had serious symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease who were able to play championship ping pong games without showing any evidence of a symptom whatsoever. I've seen painters who have serious symptoms who, once they launch a painting task, they are not experiencing any tremoring, any symptoms whatsoever. In activity after activity, I hear report after report of people who report back, "I don't seem to have any symptoms whatsoever when I am with my granddaughter or grandson or son or daughter." So, think about it. What is it that you really love to do in your life, and what haven't you been doing recently that you always loved to do years and years ago? Start focusing on the yes of your life. Start doing what it is that you truly love to do. When you begin to spend and allocate your thinking energy on the yes to life, I suggest you will see the problematic symptoms be less and less worrisome and bothersome to you personally. Saying yes has a far more energetic charge than saying no. Saying no creates a diffusion of energy. It creates equivocality. It creates hesitation. We are not moving forward when we are stopping to evaluate. We are not moving forward when we say no. We do move forward in our life, and we do have a surge of delicious energy when we say yes. Clearly, you don't want to say yes to everything. That's not the point. The point is, of this particular mindfulness challenge, to tease out the difference between when you do say yes and when you do say no, and to shift that so that you are riding on the waves of a joyous life that refuses to go to sleep at night because you're having so much fun. Of course, symptoms may still be present here and there, but the focus is not on the symptoms. The focus is on the life that you choose to lead. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent time this week as you continue to say yes to life.